perilous times. The unbelieving world will soon have something to think of besides their dress and appearance. And as their minds are torn from these things by distress and perplexity, they will have nothing to turn to. They are not prisoners of hope, and therefore do not turn to the stronghold. Their hearts will fail them for repining and fear. They have not made God their refuge, and He will not be their consolation then, but will laugh at their calamity and mock when their fear cometh. They have despised and trampled upon the truths of God's Word. They have indulged in extravagant dress and have spent their lives in hilarity and glee. They have sown to the wind. They must reap the whirlwind. In the time of distress and perplexity of nations, there will be many who have not given themselves wholly to the corrupting influences of the world and the service of Satan, who will humble themselves before God and turn to Him with their whole heart and find acceptance and pardon. Those among Sabbath keepers who have been unwilling to make any sacrifice but have yielded to the influence of the world are to be tested and proved. The perils of the last days are upon us, and a trial is before the young which they have not anticipated. They are to be brought into most distressing perplexity. The genuineness of their faith will be proved. They profess to be looking for the coming of the Son of Man, yet some of them have been a miserable example to unbelievers. They have not been willing to give up the world, but have united with them, have attended picnics and other gatherings of pleasure, flattering themselves that they are engaging in innocent amusement. Yet I was shown that it is just such indulgences that separate them from God and make them the children of the world. God does not own the pleasure seeker as His follower. He has given us no such example. Those only who are self-denying and who live a life of sobriety, humility, and holiness are true followers of Jesus. And such cannot engage in and enjoy the frivolous, empty conversation of the lovers of the world. A day of heart-rending anguish is before us. I was shown that pointed testimony should be borne, that those who will come up to the help of the Lord will receive His blessing. But Sabbath keepers have a work to do. Hoops, I was shown, are an abomination, and every Sabbath keeper's influence should be a rebuke to this ridiculous fashion, which has been a screen to iniquity and which arose from a house of ill fame in Paris. Individuals were shown me who will despise instruction even if it comes from heaven. They will frame some excuse to avoid the most pointed testimony, and in defiance of all the light given, will put on hoops because it is the fashion and risk the consequences. The prophecy of Isaiah 3 was presented before me as applying to these last days, and the reproofs are given to the daughters of Zion who have thought only of appearance and display. Read verse 25, "Thy men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in the war." I was shown that this scripture will be strictly fulfilled. Young men and women, professing to be Christians, yet having no Christian experience and having borne no burdens and felt no individual responsibility, are to be proved. They will be brought low in the dust and will long for an experience in the things of God which they have failed to obtain. War lifts his helmet to his brow. O God, protect thy people now.